Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good morning, it's 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories, neurologist visits the White House 8 times. Corinne Jean-Pierre says, yes, President Biden met with a neurologist 3 times, but that's part of the regular physical program. More on that coming up, but first, our special guest, Sheriff Bobby Schultz, the Sheriff of Gilchrist County. Good morning, Sheriff, how you doing?
Man, Bob, I'm traveling to Union County with the warden of Lancaster, Shannon Barnes, to go to a corrections appreciation day, so it couldn't get any better.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, the corrections folks go unappreciated way too much. It's not a fun job, but somebody's got to do it, and so that's good. A little tip of the hat to them. So this last time around, you didn't even have any opposition when you were running for sheriff, did you?
No, sir. I was blessed that for the second term in a row, I'm going in without opposition. So I really thank Gilchrist County for their trust and their willingness to let me give her another 4 years.
Yeah. So let's talk about what you've done since you're beginning your fourth term. What are some of your accomplishments and things you like to kind of hang your hat on over the last few years? The good things that you think you've done for the folks in Gilchrist County.
Well, that's a good question, and thanks for asking. Probably, I can lame off some things I think that we've done a good job at, which is, we've restored the public trust. We've more proactive or involved in the communities. There's the sheriff's office is every corner of the county. Crime is down consistently for the last 12 years that I've been in office. But I think probably when I get asked that question, they ask me what I'm most proud of, what's my biggest accomplishment at the sheriff's office. And I feel like the biggest accomplishment we've had are the things that we don't know that happen because of being proactive. We don't know about, if we don't pull over that car that has fentanyl in it, how many lives we save by doing that. So the things that I don't know about is the biggest accomplishment, I think, that the sheriff's office hang their hat on.
Well, what about, the building of the jail? Certainly you were part of that process.
Yeah, we're very proud of the jail, but it looks like here real soon, within the month, we're hoping to be able to get the certificate to get in there and have an open house and show the folks of Gilchrist County where their taxpayer money went. And we'll be able to be self-reliant. We'll be able to house our own inmates. We'll have the newest jail in the state of Florida, so it's exciting. It's long overdue.
How do you promote an open house and get anybody to show up for a jail?
Bob, you're letting out all my tricks here. You know what? You send out these letters, these folks have warrants, and they think they're getting a free TV or something, and guess what? They're already there. It's a short trip.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be the first to pull that off, but no, I just thought that would be fun. All right, so let's look forward. What are some goals or benchmarks or things you want to try to accomplish in your next term?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to try to work very hard on being competitive with the pay for the staff that I already have, retention, trying to keep them there, get the wages up. You know, with inflation being around 9% this past year, some of these men and women are basically losing money to stay at these county sheriff's offices. So I want to work towards giving them a good living wage. I want to work towards accreditation. The jail construction and the time that's taken has limited our ability to move forward on that process. So we're looking forward to getting moving on that within the next little bit. And just being consistent, giving the Gilchrist County residents a fiscally sound sheriff's office that's transparent and just trying to do the right thing at all times. That is my biggest goals right there.
Law enforcement everywhere was real busy over the 4th of July weekend, and since you had some recent things that were occurring at Ginny Springs, how did the weekend go in terms of any issues related to the springs?
Well, anytime you bring in a large amount of people from outside the area to a small area, you're going to have some issues. But I'm happy to say that this 4th of July weekend was nothing even comparable to what happened on Memorial Day. We were prepared. We had additional staff on the road. We had a response team ready to go. Worked my neighboring sheriff, Sheriff Emery Ganey, Sheriff Mark Hunter, and Sheriff Bobby McCallum. They were on the ready to get to me if there was a problem. Sounds like, and I have not personally sat down with anybody from Ginny Springs Outdoors to discuss what the future looks like, but the seems like on face value, the measures that they're taking has helped tremendously with decreasing the crowds and maintaining order. So I'm optimistic that some of those issues we've had in the past will stay in the past.
Well, another issue that normally we would call those big city issues, dealing with gangs and or drug activity, but now it seems like no area is completely foolproof. How would you say things are going in Gilchrist County in dealing with those two things?
Gangs isn't much of an issue unless you're dealing with, again, large activities that bring people from all over the country to our county. As day-to-day residents, thankfully, we don't have the gang problem. However, as you said, none of us are immune to the drug problem. Fentanyl, methamphetamines, cocaine is still prominent, and it's an everyday fight. You can't put your gloves down for a second. If not, you're going to get knocked out. So my plan is to be on the offensive, continue being proactive, working with my community, trying to get as much information. I tell people all the time, if you see something that don't look right, Don't think about it. Give us a call. Let us figure out if there's some criminal activity going on, and that's how you stay on top of that criminal element.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sheriff. I haven't heard words of complaint against your office and things, so that's a very good sign. And travel through the area. And 4th of July, I traveled through the area there, and everything was quite peaceful, and I think that's the way the people in Gilchrist County like it.
They love it. I tell everybody, this is our part of heaven here in Gilchrist County. We're not insulated from a lot of the bad things that do happen, but we're blessed that they don't happen on a continuous basis. And I can't tell you enough, Bob, is you have been the mouthpiece for law enforcement and corrections for as long as I've known you. And some of the folks out there in radio land and TV land cannot boast that. But I can tell you, you're appreciated by the Florida sheriffs, the chiefs, and law enforcement in general. Thank you very much for always having our six and continuously like talking about the things and the issues that concern us and trying to help be the solution versus part of the problem.
Well, I appreciate that. If I can play one small role in helping you folks in law enforcement, yes, I will definitely do it. I'm not sure if I want to schmooze my way into the open house or not. I'll have to consult with Greg first because he'll find out before anybody else what kind of food you'll have there. So I'll have to go by Greg's deal on that.
Hey, Bob, I found your personal invitation from the sheriff. It's right here.
Yeah, it's not a warrant, right? Not a patch warrant?
No.
Sheriff,
Bob, it almost worked. We almost got him there, but
almost.
You blew it.
Almost.
We almost got him there.
Sheriff, it's always a pleasure. We look forward to speaking with you again. Safe travels and have a good time at the where you're going to give some accolades to the correctional folks.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and God bless.
All right. God bless you. It is 9:15. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. And some of our top stories, a new poll. Trump leads in, well, every swing state. But my question is, why is it still so close?
Oh,
It's
wrong.
It just boggles. It boggles the mind.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, we're going to touch base with Congressman Greg Stube. He's going to be up at 9:35. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is 9:20 and you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Joe Biden is in for the run. He says, oh, heck yeah. He is doubling down. He is all over it. He's had some Democrat donors that are kind of sitting it out on the sidelines saying, nope. And then you've got some Democrats that are kind of on you know, either side. There's a little division there whether he should run or not. My take is absolutely should not run.
Okay.
Because of just the chance that he could actually win.
Oh.
We've already seen chaos over the last 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. He's not calling the shots, but we need to change direction. We need to get the Democrats and their far-left agenda out of there,
right,
no matter what. But in terms of for Joe's own, I mean, health, why would you want to put a man who's clearly got issues, why would you want to put him through all of that again? And I hate to keep doing it, but shame on Jill and shame on Hunter. And I guess they're kind of showing themselves to be the opportunists that some of us believe them to be. So there you have it. And then there's this whole thing about language and the issues that Joe has had tripping on his own tongue. And what's interesting is, I mean, you see what you see. But then people like Corinne Jean-Pierre will come out and say, well, that's a fake. That's a cheap fake. That's not what happened. And, you know, in some of the illustrations you give, like in Normandy, I could have seen that either way, that he had kind of wandered off, or was he just looking at a paratrooper or whatever that,
which he was,
that came down, you know, closer to him.
But at the same time, he was supposed to be in a photo op.
Well, that's true. And so, and then that was followed by Obama helping him off stage. And come on, there's no way that Obama didn't know how that would be perceived by most of the media. He's too savvy for that.
He is a smart, clean, well-spoken black man.
As Joe Biden said. Yeah. Well, listen to this. This is interesting. New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd on Sunday slammed the Biden White House for pressuring ABC News to edit out President Joe Biden's usage of the non-existent word goodest. Mm-hmm. He used the word goodest during a Friday interview with George Stephanopoulos. And she also called out the White House for pressuring her to edit her column that highlighted his usage of the word. She wrote on Sunday that in her Saturday column, she had quoted Biden saying to Stephanopoulos, I'll feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is all about. If that sounds a little uncomfortable, well, it sounded a little uncomfortable when he said it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know his gaffes and mistakes. This is not the first, nor will it be the last. But why would you go out of your way to want to change that? That's actually going to bring more attention to it.
Just let it go. Let it slide.
All right. So Maureen Dowd and her researcher works with her, listened to the video 10 times and checked the ABC News transcript, which showed he said goodest.
Yes, he did.
G-O-O-D-E-S-T. Mm-hmm. You know, your test looked very good, but was it the goodest? No.
Sounds like Jill talking to Joe.
She then said again, Dowd did, after the column was posted on Saturday morning, Biden campaign spokesman T.J. Ducklow emailed her to flag that ABC News had updated its transcript to change the word goodest to good as.
But in context of the sentence, that doesn't even make sense.
No, I did the good as job as I know I can.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But at least the word good and the word as
are two words.
Actually exist.
True. Okay, goodest doesn't, but yeah, you got me there.
Dowd said Ducklow, this is a person from the campaign working for Biden who had put pressure on her, said Ducklow asked her if she could tweak her column and change the word goodest to make it consistent with the corrected transcript, even though she wrote the revised version was also gobbledygook.
Uh-huh.
Which it is.
Yes.
Good as, job as I know I can do. Uh-uh. That's not going to work.
That doesn't work.
She said Ducklow got combative when she didn't immediately agree, writing to her, "I think it would be quite unusual if the Times asserted the president said something that the news organization who conducted the interview says he didn't say."
Under pressure?
Yeah. That's not just apparently a song by Queen.
Yeah.
That is real pressure.
Yes, it is.
Ducklow claimed that ABC News had made the decision on its own, even adding, "Surely you're not suggesting otherwise." He said, you wouldn't suggest I would pressure ABC News to change something while I'm pressuring you to change something.
Right.
How can you? I mean, that's how these people operate.
Unreal.
Ducklow wrote her, had another convo on this, so he couldn't let it go. I mean, her column's come and gone.
Right.
And, you know, the people that read it are probably going to vote Democrat anyway. But that's neither here nor there. The thing is, it was over. The news cycle moves on. But uh-uh. Now, this guy Ducklow, this stuck in his craw. ABC News received the tape and confirmed the error to us.
Ooh, of course they did.
Then made the correction. Dowd said she was more confused than ever. What? What tape? From whom? Given the White House's egregious cover-up about Biden's sag from aging, the spokesman's coyness seemed just too much. She then said, by Saturday night, the Times' Michael Shear and Michael Grinbaum had a story that revealed the White House had been the one who asked ABC News to check whether Biden had said goodest or good as, claiming there was a discrepancy between what it recorded and what the ABC News transcript said. Dowd said in the Times then attached notes on her column. The New York Times attached a note to her column.
Wow.
Yeah, and said, Times opinion revised Mr. Biden's quote in this column about how he would feel if he loses the election after White House officials and several news organizations contacted ABC News on Friday about whether Joe Biden had said goodest or good as. ABC's standards team listened to it again to the audio and made the change. Can you believe it? So they couldn't get Maureen Dowd to change it, but they got the New York Times to put a note on her column. Censorship, anyone? Lie, anybody? Change words?
Wow.
That the President of the United States has said? Not good.
No.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 9:35, Congressman Greg Stube. We'll talk to him next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:36. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for tuning in. And special guest Congressman Greg Stube joins us. Congressman, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Congressman Stube comes from the 17th Congressional District, basically Sarasota, Port Charlotte, Venice. And he's a proud Florida Gator, and we love you even more because of that.
Yeah, so, double Gator.
So we have limited resources. We're trillions in debt. What was the response to your recent op-ed piece about the VA processing medical claims for illegals?
Well, what's fascinating is, like, every Democrat, like, you know, berates you and opposes it. And it's just fascinating that, like, we created the VA to service our veterans that have service-connected disabilities. That's the only way that you can get, you know, the ability to use the VA is if you're service-connected. And they want to, and they are, the Biden administration is using the VA to process medical claims of illegal immigrants. There are so many illegals that have come into our borders, almost over 12 million now, if you include the gotaways, that the other agencies that are focused on other services in our government have to help out CBP and INS and all these different agencies to help process 12 million illegals to allow them to come into our country because Biden has an open border policy. And it's just not, I mean, it's amazing. Another quick story. When I was on the Judiciary Committee a couple of years ago, they wanted illegal immigrants to get primary health care and specialty health care within 8 hours of crossing the border. So I did a simple amendment that would require that veterans are treated the same way. Because, you know, I have to wait 60 days to get a flipping appointment at the VA. So let's treat our veterans the same way you Democrats want to treat illegal immigrants. And every single Democrat voted against it. It just shows you that they care more about illegals coming into our country and breaking our laws than they do about service members who have raised the right hand to the Constitution and serve our country.
Well, Senator Rubio made an excellent point. He says there's a lot of people here that, you know, came from other countries that have worked their whole lives paying into Social Security, and they're getting a, you know, monthly remittance that isn't even what some illegals are getting in a monthly stipend, and he made that point.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting debit cards from some of these cities. They're getting, I mean, if they show up at a hospital, there was a number not too long ago, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like $1,500 per person in the state of Florida that we're spending on illegal health care just in the state of Florida. And a simple change that the legislature made, which was very good, just simply asked the question if you were a citizen of our country, and has thwarted a lot of it because illegals don't want to say that they're actually an illegal for the fear that they're going to be deported. So that staved off the cost. But we're talking billions and billions of dollars nationwide, not just in healthcare, but in education and all of the other programs for needy care and Medicaid and all of these things that don't have a nexus to citizenship. It's amazing how much money we've spent on top of the fact that the whole purpose of this, and it's clear now because they're saying it, is to allow illegal immigrants the ability to vote because they know that they'll all vote for Joe Biden. So this has been the purpose all along. They don't care that over 376 known terrorists come into our country. They don't care that 1,800, I think it's 18,000, criminals from all across the world have come into our country, Iranians, people that want to harm us, over 50,000 Chinese Communist Party people. They don't care about that. All they care about is winning elections, and they know that they can't get actual citizens to vote for them. They need illegals to vote for them.
Yeah, and you've tried to thwart that, or at least the House did, with a bill to prove citizenship before you vote, which is a total common sense, logical thing to do. And the Democrats are going to fight hard to keep that from happening, correct?
Yeah, that should be voted on this week. It, you know, most states, some states, Democrat states don't, but most states have prohibited the ability for an illegal to vote. But a lot of states allow you to use a driver's license. And in some states like California or New York, you don't have to be a citizen to get a driver's license. And so they're using their driver's license to vote, even though they're not a citizen of our country. So it addresses that you have to go to a voter enrollment and show proof of citizenship in order to be able and eligible to vote. I mean, it's just common sense. It's crazy that I'm curious to see if there are some Democrats that vote for it. But my guess would be none of them would vote for it. But we are going into an election here in a few months, and a lot of these Democrats in tough seats may think, well, you know, it's hard to go back to your district and say that we should allow illegals to vote, but who knows?
Yeah, and you're also on the committee or subcommittee looking into the weaponization of the federal government. Do you have anything, what's the latest to share with us on how, you know, what you've collected?
Yeah, we've actually got a hearing today, so I'd encourage any of your listeners to watch. It starts in about 20 minutes. And we're bringing in some people who were prohibited from testifying in Trump's trial in New York. So there was an individual who was the former head of the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, who was going to testify that what was alleged to have occurred by Alvin Bragg was not an election crime. And you have to have an election crime in order to violate whatever statute in New York they were trying to charge Trump with. So he will be speaking today. I think that'll be very powerful testimony to hear that the judge in that case would allow him to testify but not talk about any of those details. So it's the complete weaponization of our justice system from New York all across the country that Joe Biden has weaponized against not just Donald Trump but conservatives all across the nation. And we've seen it time and time again with President Trump being sued and criminally charged in all of these different jurisdictions. And finally, we're getting to the point where, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court said he's got immunity. So that's going to change some things. You've got a lot of appeals starting to occur. Unfortunately, in New York, you can't technically appeal the conviction until after sentencing. So his lawyers are doing a good job in doing that, but you are witnessing the weaponization of the federal government against their political opponent.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it going all the way back to the Tea Party and the IRS, and here we are today, and, well, we went through the whole FBI thing and Agent Strzok and all that. I understand former President Trump is going to be in Florida today. What's going on?
Yeah, he's got a big rally that's going to be happening in Doral at his golf club there. So, you know, it's funny, Biden now wants to say that he can get just as much of a crowd as Donald Trump, and that is just 100% a lie, like most of the things that come out of the White House. But you'll see tens of thousands of people, if not more than that. I mean, Trump had a rally in New Jersey with over 100,000 people in it. New Jersey is a Democratic state. You're seeing all across the country, people are sick and tired of Joe Biden's politics and policies and want to get back to making America great again. And you're seeing it from Pennsylvania to Florida. Florida's going to show up strong for President Trump in November, and I think you'll see a ton of people at this rally in Doral this week.
I don't think, you know, the polls are just a poll. However, in six swing states, they've got Trump up. But like in Michigan, for instance, Trump's up by 1 point. I just, with the way he's drawing crowds and everything else, I don't understand why it's even this close. Can you explain that?
You've got Democrats that are just, you know, they... I don't know. I can't understand how anybody, any American could see Afghanistan. We have war in the Middle East. We have war in Ukraine. We have like one of the worst economies and inflation that we've had in over 40 years. And all of these, the illegal immigrant crisis that we briefly discussed, all of these things, and think that that's a good direction for our country to go. So it's shocking that it's that close. But those numbers, I mean, you've got states like Virginia, Minnesota that are actually in play that are typically Democratic states. So if Trump's polling even or a little ahead in states like Minnesota and Virginia, that's a really, really good sign going into November.
I think that I'll speak for conservatives. We think if the election is held with a level of integrity, that Trump will win in a landslide. But it's that big if. What do you say?
Yeah, it's up to Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states that the states determine the time, manner, and place of elections. So Pennsylvania's got to get their crap together. Michigan's got to get their crap together. Georgia fixed a lot of their laws. Their legislature changed it, and the governor approved it. Wisconsin is another one. But there were a lot of COVID-era policies that were in place that allowed for non-verification of absentee ballots, which I think were just COVID-era.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:36. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for tuning in. And special guest Congressman Greg Stube joins us. Congressman, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Congressman Stube comes from the 17th Congressional District, basically Sarasota, Port Charlotte, Venice, and he's a proud Florida Gator, and we love you even more because of that.
Yeah, so, double Gator.
So we have limited resources. We're trillions in debt. What was the response to your recent op-ed piece about the VA processing medical claims for illegals?
Well, what's fascinating is, like, every Democrat, like, you know, berates you and opposes it. And it's just fascinating that, like, we created the VA to service our veterans that have service-connected disabilities. That's the only way that you can get, you know, the ability to use the VA is if you're service-connected. And they are, the Biden administration is using the VA to process medical claims of illegal immigrants. There are so many illegals that have come into our borders, over 12 million now, if you include the gotaways, that the other agencies that are focused on other services in our government have to help out CBP and INS and all these different agencies to help process 12 million illegals to allow them to come into our country because Biden has an open border policy. And it's amazing. Another quick story. When I was on the Judiciary Committee a couple of years ago, they wanted illegal immigrants to get primary health care and specialty health care within 8 hours of crossing the border. So I did a simple amendment that would require that veterans are treated the same way. Because, you know, I have to wait 60 days to get a flipping appointment at the VA. So let's treat our veterans the same way you Democrats want to treat illegal immigrants. And every single Democrat voted against it. It just shows you that they care more about illegals coming into our country and breaking our laws than they do about service members who have raised the right hand to the Constitution and serve our country.
Well, Senator Rubio made an excellent point. He says there's a lot of people here that, you know, came from other countries that have worked their whole lives paying into Social Security, and they're getting a, you know, monthly remittance that isn't even what some illegals are getting in a monthly stipend, and he made that point.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting debit cards from some of these cities. If they show up at a hospital, there was a number not too long ago, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like $1,500 per person in the state of Florida that we're spending on illegal health care just in the state of Florida. And a simple change that the legislature made, which was very good, just simply asked the question if you are a citizen of our country and has thwarted a lot of it because illegals don't want to say that they're actually an illegal. For the fear that they're going to be deported. So that staved off the cost. But we're talking billions and billions of dollars nationwide, not just in healthcare, but in education and all of the other programs for needy care and Medicaid and all of these things that don't have a nexus to citizenship. It's amazing how much money we've spent on top of the fact that the whole purpose of this, and it's clear now because they're saying it, is to allow illegal immigrants the ability to vote because they know that they'll all vote for Joe Biden. So this has been the purpose all along. They don't care that over 376 known terrorists come into our country. They don't care that 18,000 criminals from all across the world have come into our country, Iranians, people that want to harm us, over 50,000 Chinese Communist Party people. They don't care about that. All they care about is winning elections, and they know that they can't get actual citizens to vote for them. They need illegals to vote for them.
Yeah, and you've tried to thwart that, or at least the House did, with a bill to prove citizenship before you vote, which is a total common sense, logical thing to do, and the Democrats are going to fight hard to keep that from happening, correct?
Yeah, that should be voted on this week. It, you know, most states, some states, Democrat states don't, but most states have prohibited the ability for an illegal to vote, but a lot of states allow you to use a driver's license And in some states like California or New York, you don't have to be a citizen to get a driver's license. And so they're using their driver's license to vote, even though they're not a citizen of our country. So it addresses that you have to go to a voter enrollment and show proof of citizenship in order to be able and eligible to vote. I mean, it's just common sense. It's crazy that I'm curious to see if there are some Democrats that vote for it. But my guess would be none of them would vote for it. But we are going into an election here in a few months, and a lot of these Democrats in tough seats may think, well, you know, it's hard to go back to your district and say that we should allow illegals to vote. But who knows?
Yeah, and you're also on the committee or subcommittee looking into the weaponization of the federal government. Do you have anything? What's the latest to share with us on how, you know, what you've collected?
Yeah, we've actually got a hearing today, so I'd encourage any of your listeners to watch. It starts in about 20 minutes. And we're bringing in some people who were prohibited from testifying in Trump's trial in New York. So there was an individual who was the former head of the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, who was going to testify that what was alleged to have occurred by Alvin Bragg was not an election crime. And you have to have an election crime in order to violate whatever statute in New York they were trying to charge Trump with. So he will be speaking today. I think that'll be very powerful testimony to hear that the judge in that case would allow him to testify but not talk about any of those details. So it's the complete weaponization of our justice system from New York all across the country that Joe Biden has weaponized against not just Donald Trump but conservatives all across the nation. And we've seen it time and time again with President Trump being sued and criminally charged in all of these different jurisdictions. And finally, we're getting to the point where, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court said he's got immunity. So that's going to change some things. You've got a lot of appeals starting to occur. Unfortunately, in New York, you can't technically appeal the conviction until after sentencing. So his lawyers are doing a good job in doing that, but you are witnessing the weaponization of the federal government against their political opponent.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it going all the way back to the Tea Party and the IRS, and here we are today, and, well, we went through the whole FBI thing and Agent Strzok and all that. I understand former President Trump is going to be in Florida today. What's going on?
Yeah, he's got a big rally that's going to be happening in Doral at his golf club there. So, you know, it's funny, Biden now wants to say that he can get just as much of a crowd as Donald Trump, and that is just 100% a lie, like most of the things that come out of the White House. But you'll see tens of thousands of people, if not more than that. I mean, Trump had a rally in New Jersey with over 100,000 people in it. New Jersey is a Democratic state. You're seeing all across the country, people are sick and tired of Joe Biden's politics and policies and want to get back to making America great again. And you're seeing it from Pennsylvania to Florida. Florida's going to show up strong for President Trump in November, and I think you'll see a ton of people at this rally in Doral this week.
I don't think, you know, the polls are just a poll. However, in six swing states, they've got Trump up. But like in Michigan, for instance, Trump's up by 1 point. I just, with the way he's drawing crowds and everything else, I don't understand why it's even this close. Can you explain that?
You've got Democrats that are just, you know, they, I don't know. I can't understand how anybody, any American could see Afghanistan. We have war in the Middle East. We have war in Ukraine. We have like one of the worst economies in inflation that we've had in over 40 years. And all of these, the illegal immigrant crisis that we briefly discussed, all of these things, and think that that's a good direction for our country to go. So it's shocking that it's that close. But those numbers, I mean, you've got states like Virginia, Minnesota that are actually in play that are typically Democratic states. So if Trump's polling even or a little ahead in states like Minnesota and Virginia, that's a really, really good sign going into November.
I think that I'll speak for conservatives. We think if the election is held with a level of integrity, that Trump will win in a landslide. But it's that big if. What do you say?
Yeah, it's up to Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states that the states determine the time, manner, and place of elections. So Pennsylvania's got to get their crap together. Michigan's got to get their crap together. Georgia fixed a lot of their laws. Their legislature changed it, and the governor approved it. Wisconsin is another one. But there were a lot of COVID-era policies that were in place that allowed for non-verification of absentee ballots, which I think were just COVID-era. One of the focus of the RNC which is why Trump had so many frustrations with McDaniels, was the fact that they weren't addressing these issues in these states, which the new chair is doing. So they're very focused on ensuring that it is, you know, there's going to be some level of fraud, but to be able to cut back on complete non-verification of absentee ballots, you don't know where they're coming from. There's no assurance to know who it is that may or may not be putting those in. Unlike in Florida, where you have a barcode and a signature requirement on absentee ballots, so you know exactly who it was that voted. They don't have that in some of these other states, but a lot of it was COVID era, and we have a lot of this. I've been told that the RNC and the campaign has a team of lawyers in these different states to ensure that doesn't happen again.
Well, let's hope that's the case. Congressman Greg Stube, always appreciate your time and your service, and hang in there, my friend.
Thank you. Good chatting with you.
All right, you too. Congressman Greg Stube, 17th Congressional District, a proud Florida Gator, graduated from law school, Levin Law School.
And, he's a double Gator, so you're just showing off now. I mean, come on.
He understands the laws. I know he talked about the immunity thing for presidential immunity, and I didn't get a chance to get to that. But really, I mean, to kind of blow the whistle, if you will, look at the VA spending any time or resources processing stuff that has to do with illegals. I mean, what a slap in the face.
And, VA, veterans, hello.
Yeah. Wonder what that V always stood for. I didn't know.
Huh.
The committee looking into weaponization, and later on today, they had like an expert witness.
Yeah.
That understood election law better than anybody else, and that Judge Marchand wouldn't allow him to actually testify about his expertise in election law. But it's like crazy.
We've seen that consistency, though, in each of these trials. They leave out evidence, they leave out people, they leave out anything that could, be opposed to their agenda of these cases.
In the United States of America, if you're accused of a crime, you're supposed to be afforded, just about any type of, opportunity to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
good information.
We hope
though.
It works out for the best,
Yeah.
Man, we pray to the good Lord every day. It's 9:48 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Oh, it's time for some upbeat positive thoughts. It's time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in with your upbeat positive thoughts only, no politics. 877-975-9825. Call now. You can do it. You can do it. Come on. Another day in paradise. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Time now for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. And Hollywood, what's making you smile?
Oh, boy, today is my beautiful wife's 57th birthday. I know I'm not sharing too much detail, and she is such an amazing woman. We just celebrated our seven-year anniversary. As you guys know, she's a scientist, a biologist, and a geneticist, but now she is in her final semester of getting her master's degree in pastoral counseling. So there is life after 50. Bob, I know you don't know anything about that. Anyway, that makes me smile.
Fantastic. Please pass along happy birthday. I love that.
Yeah.
Two-stroke, what's making you smile?
Oh, this show every morning, it's great to wake up at 6 and listen all the way till 10. And the other thing that's making me smile is if I'm P&O, PO'd, a Nostradamus, then I must be doing something right in the world.
Let's go to Shep. What's making you smile?
Well, first off, a word about the weather. I heard it was so hot in New York City yesterday, the Statue of Liberty was asked to lower her arm. So.
Oh!
But anyway, right now I'm on my way to pick up a passenger for a trip to the Sanford Airport, and if it wasn't for those evil rich people with their stock portfolios and their fat bank accounts, I would be out of a job. So that's what's making me smile. See you later, guys.
Wow, someone who gets it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, what's making me smile is how quickly Greg dug up the Lullaby Guild, the Lollipop Guild, about Wizard of Oz, but we need to keep the girls in mind. They had the Lullaby League, and the famous phrase, "This is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants." Take care, guys.
Oh, thank you. That was Mike, what's making you smile?
My dog groomer just got me in for an emergency appointment for my dog because we're leaving here in a couple days for another state. And I don't have to hear about how much he stinks.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's important, yeah.
Nostradamus, go ahead. What's making you smile?
I don't remember two-stroke kicking me off. I don't remember that. But anyway, what's making me smile is I might be diminishing a little bit in my cognitive abilities, but if I had my testosterone checked, I think I'm probably way up on the scale for toxic masculinity still, so that's making me smile.
That's what wow. The Statue of Liberty smelled like when she lifted her arm. It was so hot.
Wow.
Smells like New Jersey around, yeah.
You know, isn't that funny?
Just kidding, Jersey people.
But isn't that funny, though? When you think of New Jersey, you kind of have kind of a connotation like that, don't you, a little bit?
Nah,
just
a
little bit.
It's,
come on,
it's really actually a beautiful state. It has its ups and downs, but...
But it's like when you say New York, you think of New York City.
Yeah.
So Jersey, you think of Jersey. You know, you don't think of, oh, New Jersey, let's go to the woods. You know, that kind of thing.
But it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up, the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
I have a list of priorities in my life, right?
The Dana Show.
This is why I get really frustrated at very narrow-minded people who don't understand how to win.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, first-time air traveler made a little bit of mistake there, flying out of China, waiting to take off from the Kuzhou Airport in the province of Zhejiang. This was Thursday night, and she hadn't flown before. She boarded the aircraft, made her way to the back, and she needed to use the restroom. Instead, accidentally opened the emergency exit.
Oh.
And what happens then is, you know, they deploy the slide.
Oh, no.
And that cost about $28,000 to reset.
Oh, no.
And asked if she couldn't understand the instructions. You know, she said, I don't know, look like Chinese to me. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg and Bob, see ya. Another day in paradise. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. And Hollywood, what's making you smile?
Oh, boy, today is my beautiful wife's 57th birthday. I know I'm not sharing too much detail, and she is such an amazing woman. We just celebrated our seven-year anniversary. As you guys know, she's a scientist, a biologist, and a geneticist, but now she is in her final semester of getting her master's degree in pastoral counseling. So there is life after 50. Bob, I know you don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that makes me smile.
Fantastic. That's please awesome. Pass birthday. Along happy birthday. I love that.
Yeah.
Two-stroke, what's making you smile?
Oh, this show every morning. It's great to wake up at 6 and listen all the way till 10. And the other thing that's making me smile is if I'm P&O, PO'd, a Nostradamus, then I must be doing something right in the world.
Let's go to Shep. What's making you smile?
Well, first off, a word about the weather. I heard it was so hot in New York City yesterday, the Statue of Liberty was asked to lower her arm. So.
Oh!
But anyway, right now I'm on my way to pick up a passenger for a trip to the Sanford Airport, and if it wasn't for those evil rich people with their stock portfolios and their fat bank accounts, I would be out of a job. So that's what's making me smile. See you later, guys.
Wow, someone who gets it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, what's making me smile is how quickly Greg dug up the Lullaby Guild, the Lollipop Guild, about Wizard of Oz, but we need to keep the girls in mind. They had the Lullaby League, and the famous phrase, this is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants. Take care, guys.
Oh, thank you. That was Mike, what's making you smile?
My dog groomer just got me in for an emergency appointment for my dog because we're leaving here in a couple days for another state. And I don't have to hear about how much he stinks.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's important, yeah.
Nostradamus, go ahead. What's making you smile?
I don't remember two-stroke kicking me off. I don't remember that. But anyway, what's making me smile is I might be diminishing a little bit in my cognitive abilities, but if I had my testosterone checked, I think I'm probably way up on the scale for toxic masculinity still, so that's making me smile.
That's what the Statue of Liberty smelled like when she lifted her arm. It was so hot.
Wow.
Smells like New Jersey around,
You know, isn't that funny?
Just kidding, Jersey people.
But isn't that funny, though? When you think of New Jersey, you kind of have kind of a connotation like that, don't you? A little bit?
Just a little bit. It's really actually a beautiful state. It has its ups and downs. But
it's like when you say New York, you think of New York City.
Yeah.
So Jersey, you think of Jersey. You know, you don't think of, New Jersey, let's go to the woods. You know, that kind of thing.
But it is,
Yeah.
Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
I have a list of priorities in my life, right?
The Dana Show.
This is why I get really frustrated at very narrow-minded people who don't understand how to win.
Now, nights, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, first-time air traveler made a little bit of mistake there, flying out of China, waiting to take off from the Kuzhou Airport in the province of Zhejiang. This was Thursday night, and she hadn't flown before. She boarded the aircraft, made her way to the back, and she needed to use the restroom. Instead, accidentally opened the emergency exit.
Oh.
And what happens then is, they deploy the slide.
Oh, no.
And that costs about $28,000 to reset.
Oh, no.
And, asked if she couldn't understand the instructions, She said, I don't know. Looked like Chinese to me. And that's your Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR on behalf of Greg and Bob. See ya!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.